You're listening to SBS News.
The Reproductive Healthcare Reform Bill returns to the New South Wales Upper House on Tuesday, where MPs will consider a number of proposed amendments before voting on it. The historic bill last month passed the lower house 59 votes to 31. If successful, the new bill would remove abortion from the state's Crimes Act and would allow a registered doctor to perform terminations upon request until the mother is up to 22 weeks pregnant. Terminations after that point would require the approval of two doctors. One of those two doctors must be a specialist obstetrician or gynaecologist, and the procedure can only occur at a public hospital. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has told 2GB she expects as many as 20 amendments to the bill to be introduced during the upper house debate.
Before the bill, you only needed one doctor, now you need two, so the lower house actually made it more difficult. So you now need two, and you also need a team of experts. What happens in reality is a team of doctors have to also oversight the process. And we also, I understand there are also some amendments around how to deal with the mother if horrifically she's in a coma or a car accident and there's no consent and her risk or the risk, there's risk to her or the child, and there's special provisions to that.
A cross-party group of MPs plan on moving 10 amendments, including banning sex selection and reducing the threshold for an abortion from 22 weeks to 20, unless the life of the mother or another unborn child is at risk. Among the MPs supporting the amendments are Shooters, Fishers and Farmers MP Robert Borsak, Liberal MP Matthew Mason-Cox, Labor MPs Courtney Houssos and Greg Donnelly, One Nation's Mark Latham and Christian Democrat Fred Nile. Media identity and advertising professional Dee Madigan says she believes the proposed amendments will make things worse for women than they currently are. Speaking to a rally organised by abortion rights activists in Sydney, she says those who are seeking to amend or oppose the bill are spreading falsehoods.
To hear them, you'd think that gender selection abortion is a thing. No evidence there. You'd think that late-term abortions are happening willy-nilly for no real reason. Again, no evidence there. They are putting this misinformation into the public sphere to make these amendments seem reasonable when they are not.
Addressing a counter-rally organised by anti-abortion activists, former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott says he has serious concerns about the bill.
It is a licence for sex selection abortions. It's a licence for late-term abortions. It's effectively infanticide on demand.
Federal Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce told the rally the rights of the unborn child should be respected.
There comes a time there are two people, and two people have rights, and those rights must be respected or society is destroyed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the slavery debate of our time, and I'm so proud of you. You're all brave, and you're standing on the parapet in this battle because you're prepared to be shot at.
Ms. Berejiklian says she expects the upper house will further tighten the legislation before it's passed.
I can assume that there'll be amendments passed in the upper house. Whether or not they satisfy every single person, I can't make that judgment because that's up to them. It's a conscience bill. But what I will say is I feel the House of Review will do its job.
If the bill is passed with amendments, it will need to return to the lower house for another vote. If it overcomes that hurdle, New South Wales abortion laws will be brought into line with the laws in other Australian states and territories. Amy Hall, SBS News.